Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Ministry Church. And we're so excited today, this evening, for our study in the Word, our Bible class. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. And I am delighted that you have chosen to study with us on tonight. I want to just call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a song of scripture and a prayer, and then we'll get right with it after that. God is so good, and his mercy endureth forever. I give him praise today, and I give him glory. So we just thank God for being here. Our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and saith, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalms 90. May God add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord, confessing and repenting and asking for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you right now to bind up the strong man from our radio broadcast on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled. We serve you eviction notice on today. You cannot be on our radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to bless everyone under the sound of my voice today. Bless everyone and their families right now in the name of Jesus. And bless everyone that's supposed to be on the radio broadcast and not yet been on there as of yet. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you tonight to bless our prayer meeting, Lord. Our Bible class, Lord, just bless it tonight. I ask you to just come in and show out. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may teach and minister to his people on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll be careful tonight to give you all the praise, Father, all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus. We pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. Okay. Amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to study the word of God on tonight. It is an awesome, awesome thing, you know. God's word is just good every time. Every time you pick it up, you learn something different. And tonight is going to be a little different. I'm talking about the 7 keys for a peace of mind. You know, we're going through so much. We're doing so much. And we're going through so much until we're going through so much. Until we need God's guidance, we need whatever God can give us to have a peaceful mind during this time of this virus and everything else that's going on in the world on today, because we don't know which way to go. We don't know who to believe, one person saying this thing and another person saying that thing. We want to know what to do. So we're going to talk about the 7 keys for a peace of mind. You know, that's where the devil started. He started our mind. And he have you thinking all kind of stuff, doing all kind of stuff. And we have to really be in God. We have to be in God, ask God to work on our hearts and our minds. Because if not, fear will come up and we won't know what to do. We'll be going this away and going that away, believing this thing, believing that thing. We got to know what to do. We have to know for sure what to do and how to do it, when to do it. So I'm saying we need to have wise counsel, but we're going to go through our seven keys for peace of mind. So God gave us to take part in the Great Commission. The kingdom of God is coming soon to earth, and we know that. When God get ready, he said, no man knows the day or the hour. So, like I told you before, are we praying? Are we going before God like we should? Are we praying daily as Jesus taught us to pray? Your kingdom come, your will be done. When we see all these evils that's out here upon the earth around us, we should yearn or want the kingdom to come. God say, pray that my kingdom come. Pray that my will be done. Because, you know, it's just so much. I don't know. It's almost overwhelming when you see, especially when you sit up and look at it all day long. It's very overwhelming. But I'm just saying, even to know things are happening like this. Things are happening every day. People are dying. I mean, they were dying before all of this, but they wasn't dying like this. And when I tell you, we have to keep it in our mind that God is still in control. I don't care who the president is. I don't care who the senators is. I don't care who the congressman is, the governor, the mayor, I don't care who they are. God is still in control. And he controls our mind if we let him. He'll control it. You got to seek him while he may be found. We gotta go after God like he a piece of chocolate candy, like he the best thing you ever had. You better go after him. I'm running for him. I'm running for him because he is the only thing that's going to keep us on right, going to keep us thinking right and knowing right. God is. So when we seek God, we shouldn't worry what happened tomorrow. We shouldn't worry about nothing anyway, because we praying every day. He said, if you're gonna pray, don't worry. If you're gonna worry, why are you gonna pray? You know, you got. Don't worry about what's gonna happen tomorrow. Don't worry about this, because it's you here today. They used to say, you're here today. And you're going tomorrow. You're here today. You're gone today. So now we ain't no use to us worrying. We know God. We know Jesus. We believe in him. We trust in him. So we got to stop worrying, because that's what the devil wants us to do, is to worry. We don't need to worry about nothing. Nothing. Because God is still in control. So what I'm saying is, In this sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus emphasized the need for faith. We need to live each day by the faith of Jesus Christ. Just the grain of a mustard seed faith. It'll move anything out your way, but you got to believe and have faith. See, some of us, we have wives, we have husbands, we have children, we have family. We need to be encouraging them. Some of them don't know who Jesus is, or if they do, they don't have an accept to him. We got to keep them encouraged in the Lord, because it will work on their mind. You know, they don't know what to believe out here. They're hearing everything, every day, all day. It's different stuff coming on the television and the radio, on the telephones, all kind of stuff. We need a peace of mind in Christ Jesus. A peace of mind. We got to have it. Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave his disciples what is called the Great Commission, proclaiming all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen. Matthew 28:18-20. We got to believe that Jesus proclaimed the Great Commission in this way. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Will be saved. But he who does not believe will be judged and condemned in Mark 16:14-15. Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. We got to trust in what God, what Jesus says. And when we start worrying about things, this is that was key number one. Key number two is about worrying. When we start worrying and where we can't, I mean, every little thing, we need to spend more time in prayer. More time in prayer. We got to. Because we can't carry this around. We're not made to carry around all of these worries. It'll soon tear and break us down. We can't do it. Men can probably, you know, handle it better than women, but women sure enough can't worry. Can't do it. We weren't made for that. You know, we the weaker belt. We ain't got, we can't. We cast all our cares upon the Lord. That's what we got to do. Every time we think about something, one bill here and this, that, there, we need to go to God. I'm telling you, we need to stay in the face of God every day. Every day. We should have something to thank God for because he answering prayers and he showing you which way to go and he knowing what's wrong with you. So he's sending you some peace in your spirit, man, because you down on your knees at his feet in prayer. That's what we got to do. We can't sit up and worry and stress. Sometimes we feel stressed because we will not share our burdens with anyone, and we shouldn't. But God, sometimes we can. Because if you wear it all the time, you need to have somebody you can talk to. But you can't talk to everybody. Now, I just learned this myself, and I don't go and carry every problem I have to people. You know, when it gets so overwhelming, I have to talk to somebody, but somebody real close to me that I know won't say anything. But otherwise, you run to God with that thing, and you tell God all about it, because he will not tell anyone. But you don't have to worry about it getting out in the street, because he's not going to tell anyone. Sometimes we just feel stressed out. And with everything going on, like I said, we in the house all the time. Some of us are, some of us not. I go out when I have to. I don't stay out long. You know, you can't eat anywhere, everything closed down. But this is sacrifices we have to make. These are things we have, these are sacrifices, I'm telling you. This is a sacrifice, what's going on right now. And we have to do it. And no use of you running back out there before time and things happening to you. You know, because if God wanted to, he could have stopped all of this. It wouldn't have never happened. But God allowed it. I didn't say he did it, but he allowed it. So we got to go from what we know. We got to do what we know the Lord is allowing. We got to make sure we stay out the way because, hey, he says, the just as well as the unjust, we better get back. So, But and then we have to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will give your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Will guard your hearts and minds. We have to give it to God. We have to let him know what we need, let him know how we feel. I remember I used to sit down and just tell God how much I love him, and I just cry to him. I cry to him. That's why I started wearing all them eyelashes and stuff, because it don't do me no good. Because, honey, when I pray, I pray. I'm trying to look cute before God. I come just like I am. And God answer every prayer. I'm telling you, I serve a mighty, powerful, good God. Yes, I do. We all do. But we got to know that. We got to know that we can go to God. We got to know we can talk to him just like you're talking to your daddy, your father. You got to know when nobody else around, God is right there. So whatever it is, you can tell him right there. Oh, it's, you know, hey. We know the book of Revelation is here. We know we're living in the book of Revelation right now. All the things that they say is going to happen. So we need to be doing just what book of Revelation say and his word say. We got to run for our lives to Jesus. We got to run for our lives, I'm telling you. And it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Because God will protect us. You know, God, we don't have to worry about the protection. We don't have to worry. He'll hide us. You know, he'll cover us in the blood of Jesus. They won't even see us. So we don't have to worry about it, but it's a lot of things going to happen before the end time. Some of us can endure, and some of us not. We just have to do it. Our Lord, have mercy on us every day. We have new mercy every day. That's what he said. Our God will have mercy upon us. All we have to do is ask him. But even to that, he sends us new mercy every day. God is called the Father of mercy and God of all comfort in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 3. He is. God is such a merciful God. He loves us so much. If he didn't love us, he wouldn't have sacrificed his only begotten son. So it would behoove us to do what we can to please God. That's my whole desire. I don't care about nothing else too much but pleasing God. I don't care if I don't please man. I ain't trying to. I'm trying to please God. That's it. So, the key number one was about the Great Commission. We praying that God's kingdom come and his will be done. The key two is to pray about everything you're worrying about. Because, you know what? We can't do nothing about it. Only God can. We're going to just get a lot of gray hair in our head. That's it. Thinking it. And what we can, how we can do this. Rob Peter to pay Paul. All this kind of stuff. And we doing that. And sometimes God's been and already blessed us with what we needed. We've been and gave it to somebody else. I'm telling you, God is a good God. And he's worthy all the time to be praised. And only him and him alone is worthy. Only him, him alone. Nobody else is worthy like God is worthy. So the next key is to seek wise counsel. You know, I was talking to somebody or saying something about this the other day, because a lot of times we go when we see people that's only going to tell our business to other people or not give us a sound word. So the book of Proverbs contains some of the greatest and the wisest counsel available to us as Christians. Counsel from God himself. The book of Proverbs is an awesome book. They call that the baby Bible. Because if you can live by the book of Proverbs, you can live a righteous, sanctified, holy life if you can. Yes, you can. God tells us, counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. The Bible gives us wise counsel. The Bible does. We appreciate the practice of reading one of the 31 chapters of Proverbs each day of the month. That's what we should, because it is very wise. Proverbs is filled with fresh wisdom that will take on new meaning as you or your circumstances changes from day to day. I taught the book of Proverbs a couple of times, and I just love the wisdom that's in it. If you could just pay attention to it, the book of Proverbs is good, very good. How valuable is that book, the Proverbs? God inspired the book of Proverbs with this encouraging introduction. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel to understand a proverb and difficulty the words of the wise and their riddle. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And I was getting so excited there. I was stumbling over these words because this is my book right here. I love the book of Proverbs, and I get anxious when I start reading it. But you do have riddles and stuff in there. If you pay attention to it, you will get through it, and you will understand it. All you have to do is pray and ask God to help you. Are you willing to seek counsel to help face your stresses and challenges? Wise counsel. Go to that word of God. Here's a verse from Proverbs that gives us wisdom. Without counsel, plans go wrong, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. And consider one more, Adam, listen to counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in the latter days. These are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand, it will stand. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20-21. When you read the book of Acts, you find that the early New Testament church was unified as a spiritual family. We need each other. We need one another's help. We got to seek wise counsel from those who have true wisdom, long-time faithful and genuine Christians who have strong Bible-based character. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who needs counsel is wise. That's Proverbs 12 and 15. See, We have leaders. We have families. We have friends or associates. But I know we have leaders in the church,
yes,
leaders out the church, that can give you wise counsel. You go to them, go to them in confidence, ask them, talk to them, tell them the problems you have. And they can't do nothing but go to the word of God and give you a wise counsel. Pray with you. Tell them what God give you to tell them. That's what we have to do to keep a peace of mind. And I'm talking about seven keys to a peace of mind. Seven keys. And seeking wise counsel is number three. Number four, we don't need to neglect our physical body. When our mind's messed up, we worrying about this, we stressed about that, we need to know that we putting our body under strain, straining. And all we need to do is really pray and go to the word. But some of that, we have to make sure we exercise, first of all. I'm not going to forget that. We got to make sure we exercise. But then we have to go to God. We can't neglect our body. It's always important, always, to take care of our physical body. Because if we don't take care of the temple of God, he'll tear it down. We have to take care of our bodies. And if we listen to our bodies, our bodies will tell us when something's wrong. It will tell your will. I've had so many experiences with that. When something wrong with your body, you start feeling different. When something wrong with you from stressing and stuff, you can't concentrate. You get confused, discombobulated, everything. You know something wrong. You've been sitting up thinking how you're going to get $12 all day. You know, thinking about what viruses or all this kind of stuff. Who going to die next? Where is that? All this and what senator said that. God don't want us doing that. God give us peace. He give us peace that passes all understanding. And we need to keep that in our mind. When you start feeling confused, when you start not knowing what to say, when to say it, how to say it, when you can't pour a cup of coffee straight, you better know, hey, I'll be right back. Go in there and talk to God. Help me with this situation. I don't have anybody else. I need you to do this for me. Strengthen me right now where I'm weak. Build me up where I'm torn down. Fix my mind, God. You are a mind regulator, a heart fixer. God will do it for you.
Yes, God. Yes,
I don't
God.
Care what
yes,
the
God.
Devil tell you in your mind, but God will do it for you. He'll do it for you now. He is a heart fixer. He is a mind regulator. Can't nobody take it from him. That's God. So when you start feeling some kind of way, it ain't nothing but stress the devil put on you and you better put on it. We got to know that. We have to. God want us to get out there and walk. Walk up and down the steps. Get in your bedroom and walk. Pray and walk. Pray and walk. I shall live and not die. That's what we have to do. Keep our minds clean, because I'm telling you, it's so much going on. The devil wants you to be misunderstood. He wants you to be all stressed out and messed up. But the devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. He's the father of lies. He wants you to believe that. But God didn't give him the power. He gave it to us. He gave us the authority to tread over serpents and scorpions. And we can step on his head. Get up, shake ourselves off, and keep on moving. Keep it moving. We can't let him do it. We got to go to God in prayer. Then number five, we have to maintain a positive mind. See, our attitude, our character is something else. A lot of times we don't understand what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We don't understand it. We don't want to go and tell nobody. We don't want to go get no wise counsel. So we sit up and we think about it. Well, this must be happening and that must be happening and they must be saying this and they must be saying that. It ain't none but the devil whispering in your ear. You need to seek God. Not sit up and speculate.
Yes,
not sit
God,
up
yes,
and
God.
Think what somebody may say
yes,
and what somebody
God.
May do. We can't do that. We got to go to God because it may be somebody just not meaning nothing. We got to start thinking about our ways and the things that we do and say. We got to think about how people feel about what we say about them. We heard people feeling we don't know what they mean. We need to pray and ask God, help us with this. We got to. We cannot live every day hurting people. God didn't make us to hurt them. He wants us to love everybody with the love of Christ and treat everyone like we want to be treated. We have to have a positive mindset, because when we start having a negative mindset, then we got to start repenting. I repent every day and ask God to keep me from having a negativity in my mind. I don't want nothing negative about me. Nothing. Because it's a sin to have that stuff in your head, in your mind, because you're thinking all kind of mess. And God ain't on that. He ain't on it. The Apostle James reinforced that principle. He gives us a positive advice to help us face stress, trials, and problems. What are we to think when we face trials? He said, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations and trials. The trials certainly may be painful, but you view the process with joy. Every time we go through some mess, every time we have a trial, every time we have a problem, you know it's pain. And every time we get pain, God got a purpose for that pain. Every time we have pain when we're going through life situations, it's a purpose for us. It's a learning experience. He don't give us pain just for nothing. He don't give us that. But we have to view and trust the process. We got to trust the process. And when we trust it, we got to trust it with joy. When we going through our trials, it's a way to go through them. If you're going through them and you start to complain, oh, this and this and this and this and this, oh, that and that and that and that. God don't want to hear that complaint. He want to count it all joy. All joy. Count it. Count your blessings. Because if you can complain, he woke you up this morning. He gave you a mind to pray this morning. When he woke you up, you had all the activities of your limbs. Joy. Hallelujah. We can walk around. We can talk. Every problem, every pain we have, it's a purpose for the pain. We got purpose for pain. Jesus had pain on the cross. Died for our salvation, that we might have a right to the tree of life. But we have to know that when we go through something, to whom much is given and much is required, we're going to go through something. We ain't going through nothing with what Paul and John and the Baptist and James and all them went through. We think we're going through something. We ain't seen nothing. Stephen was stoned to death. John the Baptist had his head cut off. Paul and Silas went to prison for Jesus Christ, preaching Jesus. We got to know that we have to have a positive mindset. And when you have a positive mindset, positive things happen in your life. I don't care if you keep turning wrong, you turn it back right. Well, God, I know you must mean this if this happening. Well, then, Lord, I know that must not be good for me because you didn't do it. Don't let the devil win. The devil is a liar. Don't let him win. And if you keep him turning it around, he'll soon go on by his business because he knows the victory's already won. The battle is fought and the victory already won. Jesus Christ won it over 2,000 years ago. Ain't nothing he can do. When you know your character and patience are being strengthened, when you praying, when you reading that word, you can go in the word and get encouraged. You have to have patience when God building character. Sometimes it just hurts so bad sometimes because you don't know what he's doing. Everything looks like you're doing the wrong, but you're not. You're not. He's just building you. He molding you. He making you every bit of it, your character, strengthening you. We got to know that God knows what's best for us all the time. How many times have you, when you're facing a stressful situation, you go somewhere and shaking and probably drinking coffee, drinking Pepsi, drinking wine, drinking whatever, because you're up under so much stress. How many times, instead of you going to God, you go to your girlfriend, you go to your boyfriend, you go somewhere else where you should be going, trying to see what can happen? Girl, I'm so sick of this stuff. Honey, this all happening. So-and-so, I'm tired of this and this and this. And you're stressing if you don't talk it out, and that's kind of good that you're even getting that off, because sometimes people sit up and hold that stuff in. Just hold it in. Ain't got nobody to tell it to but God, and you don't even know to open your mouth and tell God. You sit up and hold it in until it busts your heart vessel. Then you have a heart attack or something. But God don't want that. God wants you to call on his name. We got to call on God for everything. Sometimes we be weighed down. When I say we be weighed down, but I know that I serve a God that I reach way down on the corner somewhere, out in the prostitute row, and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on solid ground. That's the kind of God we serve. We don't have to stress about nothing. We got a God to glorify. King of kings. Our Redeemer living today. We don't have to do that. God is who we supposed to go run to. I be running to him. Every time something come up, I can't handle it. I run to Jesus. I don't know what to do, Lord, but I know you know. I know. Just help me. Show me what to do. And before long, you'll be doing something. And your spirits be lifted. And you'll be encouraged. So you can go help somebody else. That's why we go through things. Mm-hmm. So whatever experience we have, we can help somebody else when they're going through. Telling you. We got to stay focused in this time. We got to stay focused on everything that we're doing. Key number 6, it says, count your blessings. One by one. When I tell you, if I can count all the blessings that God has did for me, done for me, how many times he's blessed me. Every time he wakes me up. Been waking me up for 64 years. And honey, that's a long time. And in those 64 years, every day have been a blessed day. Because God woke me up, started me on my way, me when I didn't know where I was going to eat. Put a roof over my head when I was homeless. Didn't have no food. Didn't know where to go. Not even out of town somewhere in another state. That's the kind of God I serve. When you get somewhere and you don't know nobody. You ain't had food for 3 days. Shame the cow home and ask somebody. All you can do is fall on your knees and call on God. Go in the gas station restroom and call on the Lord. Expect him to do it and see what happens. God is a good God. Until you've been through it, you don't know what I'm talking about. When you sit outside so long, mosquitoes start biting you, eating you up. You don't know what to do. Lord, what we going to do? We can't sit out here all day. So long I have a roof over my head. I have a hotel room. I have something to eat. Wasn't my dime, but it was God's dime. When you can get an old net spin cord that's been outdated and call, and he say, call and see if anything left on it. It'd be $200 or $300 on there. You don't know where it come from. Tell me God won't make a way when it seemed to be no way. I'm a living witness many times. We better count every blessing. Know that God will take care of you. He is the strength of my life. Everything that he does strengthens me. We got to know we can't let this virus just stay on us. We got to do what we got to do to stay in the house and watch this and watch that. Do it. But know that God is still covering you in the blood of Jesus. Know that God still got you. Know that when you do have to go out, you're covered in the blood. You're covered in the blood. Nothing will befall you. Nothing. 10,000 may fall at your right side and 1,000 at your right side and 10,000 at your left, and nothing will come nigh thee. Says the Lord, nothing. And I believe every word of it. I thank and praise God today. I thank and praise him today. He is such a good God. Such a good God. Count your blessings. We have to count them every day. When we pray, counting our blessings, it's a vital part of our contact with God. Just as we have overcome worry by sharing our anxieties with Jesus, with the Creator, we can stand strengthened with a positive attitude. That's what we can do. We have to thank him for our many blessings. We have to rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. I say everything. People think I'm crazy. I be thanking them for the sunshine. I thank him for the rain. I was thanking him for that snow that was here today. I thank God every day for everything. I always tell him for everything. Because he controlled everything. For this is the will of God in Christ. Thessalonians 5 and chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. And then when we finish all of this, we got to claim God's promises. God, we have promises God made to us. The Apostle Paul writes, and my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. The Bible is a gold mine. You're talking about some money, some gold, some silver, whatever, some treasure. The Bible is treasure. A gold mine of God's promises to us is treasure. We just need to go and pray to the throne room of grace. Claim our promises. Claim what God has already given us. You got to have faith to claim them. You got to have faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Study that word. As you humbly and earnestly read our Bibles, the word of God, he will give you more faith. Every time I read it, I get more faith because I get more encouraged. More faith. That's just one of his many, many promises to us. Grace and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Grace. See, his grace is sufficient. Honey, when I tell you how I reach to say amazing grace, God's grace is so amazing. His grace is just awesome, and it is sufficient. Grace is unmerited favor. That's favor that we don't even deserve. That's what grace is. Grace is something we don't deserve, but we get it anyway. He give it to us anyway. We have to know that grace, his grace, God's grace, is sufficient for us. Anything we're going through, anything we experience, and he give us grace, we ought to be thanking him every second, because we don't deserve stuff. We sin. We do all kind of stuff, and he forgives us, and he blesses us. He looks beyond our faults. He looks for whatever, beyond whatever we done did. And supply our needs and bless us anyway. We ain't always been saved and so holy. We haven't. But look at God. He blesses us anyway. Grace, his unmerited favor, is sufficient. And I thank him every day, because when you have favor with God, you don't need it with man. When you have favor with God, you already have it with man. Because when they look at you, they see him. Because you're a product of God, creator, in the image and likeness of God. So we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to stress about it. God is such a good God, and I'm so thankful that he's my God. I'm so thankful that he gives us the ability and the knowledge to change. He gives us a chance to change, and we need to do it. Consider our ways. I hear the Lord say we need to consider our ways. We need to know today that we need to change our ways. If they not like what God says, start changing your ways. Let God know, I don't want to be like this. I want to be holy. And people think holy is just stuck up and all this kind of stuff. It's a set apart. And I want to live a holy life because God say he is holy. I want to be holy like God. I want to live a holy life. a set apart life. I don't want the world. I'm looking just like the world. They can't tell me from nobody else. But when I step out, I want you to see that glow on me. When I step out, I want you to look at me and see Jesus. Hallelujah. See him in my countenance. See that glow in my countenance. I don't have to tell nobody I'm an apostle or I'm a child of God. Because when I open my mouth, they're going to know who I am and whose I am, who I belong to. That's how we got to live. When you walk in the grocery store, they're going to know. When you walk in the gas station, they're going to know. Let's know about this. But everywhere else, when you walk in the world, they're going to know who you are and who you belong to. Because you're going to live like that. You might not have but 2 hours. And you walking like you got 2 million, looking like 5. That's a Jesus people. We got to stay encouraged. That's what we got to do. Those are the 7 keys to a peaceful mind. Take part in the Great Commission. Pray about your worry. Seek wise counsel. Don't neglect your physical body. Maintain a positive mindset. Count your blessings. Claim God his promises. I just want to encourage somebody today. You need somebody to talk to. If you need some wise counsel, call me. You need somebody to pray with you, call me. If you know somebody needs some prayer, call me. Wise counsel, whatever it is, and I can do it, I'll do it. But you gotta know that you already encouraged and that you seeking God before you, and you can still help people, but you tell them, look, I need help too, so I'm gonna send you to one of the leaders, somebody that can help you, somebody that got wise counsel. Because if I can't help you, I won't hurt you. That's for sure. For sure. So I'm not going to hold. I just thank and praise God again for everyone that was on our radio broadcast tonight. I give God glory and praise, and I thank him. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, we thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover each one in the blood of Jesus. Cover their families, cover their homes, their cars. Just keep them all covered, Lord. Lord, I ask you tonight to encourage their spirit, encourage their mind. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're right there with them, going through every issue, going through every situation, every circumstance, and you can take care of it. In the name of Jesus, you can do it. All they got to do is have faith and believe. Lord, I just thank you for each one of them, and I give you glory. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with all of you. I love you, and God love you too. You all have a blessed night, and we'll see you back on Friday. God bless you. Have a good night.